All right, the Reds, it is three strikes. We are getting stuck into three heavy topics in the world of football news, and I've got a heavy hitting panel as well. Ian Ryan, Jake Nolan, and Andy Heaton. I'm Gareth Roberts, and the three strikes today are: how should football be run? There is, of course, lots of madness going on around the running of football clubs in this country right now, so we'll get into that shortly. Second topic is Everton and the prospect of them going down, which is looking increasingly real. And then the third strike, bit more fun and a bit more fast and loose probably, is the Championship and who we fancy coming up and why. It is wide open around the playoff positions right now. Fulham ran away with it at the top. Bournemouth looking good in second place. But below there, there's a load of them all together on similar amounts of points who could come up. So who do we want to play in next season and why and all that kind of stuff. We'll get into that later. But we'll start with the big one, with the heavy one. How should football be run? You will have all seen, I presume, unless you've been living under a rock, that Abramovich has been sanctioned following Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Sponsors are withdrawing from Chelsea and the club are battling to continue to operate, basically. And in the meantime, making a royal show of themselves. Just why we've, since I've wrote this agenda, they've requested that the game against at Middlesbrough in the FA Cup be played with no fans at all for reasons of sporting integrity. They have been they've received a massive lull from the world of football in response, I think it is fair to say. Meanwhile, of course, as well, while all this is going on, we have seen Chelsea fans continue to sing Abramovich's name at games. We've also, right now, today, football authorities and the government are facing questions in Parliament on this issue of ownership and Russian involvement and all the rest of it.